The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Here is Hour 2, Backbone Radio, July 5th, 2020. Hope you are easing out of your July 4th, but yet the spirit of 1776 is strong in your heart, as it is in ours around here. Yeah, we get accused of being awfully patriotic around here, And I accept that criticism any day of the week. Yeah, we do maybe a little too much patriotism, but especially on this weekend, we maybe even go overboard. But welcome back. I'll get into some Colorado politics here, the latest on Hickenlooper surviving his primary, and very exciting new candidate out in CD3 Western Slope, Lauren Boebert, wins her primary. Let's talk about that in a little bit. I think we could be on to something here. We have a star that is rising. But think about something that we talked about in the last hour. What a stark contrast we are heading into in November. The contrast could not be starker, more clear-cut than the choice between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in November. And by the way, where's my Biden clip? Joe Biden comes out and he says that he is the husband of Joe Biden. This guy's mind is gone. He's hiding down there in the basement, and he says stuff like this.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
And he says he's Joe Biden's husband, and he kind of laughs, and he has no idea what's coming out of his mouth. That's Joe Biden. But think about the choice ahead of us. And I think this choice should be extremely motivating to you, to me, to the American people in general. And it is hard for me to imagine that the left side of this equation, the Democrat side of this equation, has much of any solid ground to stand on. The only thing they're standing on is a psyop, is a bunch of tricks, is a pile and a mountain of propaganda run by the mainstream media, which frankly is disconnected from the American people as a whole. Very easy to go into your cubicle, your box, get your cameras running and vent your propaganda and talk about how evil Mount Rushmore is. But it's a completely different thing to get out there and be connected with the American people. And that is a big obstacle for Democrats when they're trying to run for re-election, when they're running campaigns, is that they have all the propaganda, but they don't have that grassroots foundational connection with the people. They're trying to make it seem so by drumming up the crowds for the riots and so forth. But Biden has a rally. Nobody would show up, just like it was for Hillary in 2016. Trump has a rally. 125,000 tickets were attempted to be purchased or whatever, obtained to go see Trump at Mount Rushmore. But I guess the crowd was limited to like 12,500, something like that. At any rate, what is the contrast? President Trump fights for America first. Democrats are fighting for America last. It is that stark. This is an America first v. America last election decision we're going to have to make. Which side are you on? Are you on America first or last? It's that simple. And if you think America first sounds okay to you, then I would say all motivation to get in there and make sure that vote happens and use all your persuasive abilities on your friends, contacts, associates, anybody. America first entails, you know, protecting our history, our heritage, our Constitution, our Declaration. Second Amendment. You want to have guns or not? You want to have the right to bear arms? Well, you have got to vote for President Trump. President Trump has advocated for secure borders, building the wall. Democrats, wide open borders. President Trump, trade deals that benefit American workers. And it's finally coming to pass. NAFTA has been overthrown. The new trade deal's coming up. Benefit America's heartland, America's workers, America's middle class, not Chinese workers, Chinese middle class. That is a gigantic distinction. And think about how dramatic that can be for our economy to stop having every other country in the world, especially China, make all our stuff for us. Let's have us do it. Take one good look at Gary, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We've had a revitalization in the past 4 years under President Trump after the devastation the globalists brought upon us. President Trump's the first politician ever, at least in decades, to stand up to the unelected swamp in Washington, D.C. The first president to stand up to the Six Ways from Sunday crowd. We'll call that the deep state or the spooks, the unelected spooks, the FBI, the CIA, people like that that have been in charge of so much of our policy. I hate to even know actually how much. Putting power back in the hands of the American people, that's what that is about. Go down any amendment. Yeah, President Trump will fight and preserve the Second Amendment, the First Amendment as well. Democrats are about your cancel culture. And yeah, what are the Democrats? What is the America last viewpoint? Well, let's tear down Mount Rushmore, say the Democrats, given a bunch of evidence of that in the last hour. Let's tear down Washington, Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln. Let's continually vent unceasing hatred of America, its people, its history. That's your America last left. The America last left has more affinity for the United Nations, for the WHO, for China, for other countries around the world than it does for our own American soil. Oh, that is a fact. Do you see how the left went all hands on deck to defend the WHO and how they massacred this entire coronavirus thing from day one? Thank goodness President Trump has defunded the WHO. Speaking of defunding, the Democrats want to defund police. New York City just shaved $1 billion out of a $6 billion budget for the New York Police Department. Oh, man. It's time to escape from New York, I think, ladies and gentlemen. If you want a police force, you better vote America First, Donald Trump. If you don't want police, well, how about your America Last Democrats? I mean, that might be the way to go, right? Democrats stand for wide open borders. They don't want a wall. They want everybody flowing into this country, no matter who. No background checks, no nothing. Just come on in, say the Democrats. Gang members, terrorists, who knows what? Criminals, yeah. Some good people, like President Trump said, but wide open borders is not a way to run a country. That's what the left wants, though. The left is totally wedded to the globalist elite in terms of their trade deals. Again, the financial structure of the American establishment and the left are 100% tied in with China, with other countries, with the globalist trade networks they've set up at the expense of the American middle and working classes, towards the destruction of the American middle and working classes. And it's a fact, look it up, that under President Trump, the income gap decreased between the wealthy and the less wealthy in America. That's a fruit of President Trump's trade deals, bringing manufacturing back and revitalizing the middle class. The income disparities go down. Pretty stark contrast here, I'm afraid. Democrats, again, yeah, they want to grab your guns, take away your Second Amendment. They want to get rid of your police forces and, yes, have that open border. So you're completely defenseless. The police can't protect you. Your border can't protect you. And you can't protect yourself is the Democrat vision because you don't have the ability to bear arms. How different would it have felt for you, ladies and gentlemen, in this past month of riot and mayhem, if you did not have that Second Amendment? How different, how vulnerable might you have felt to know that some of these places you don't have police protection? And then say you couldn't defend your own family, your own loved ones. Democrats, the America Last Democrats, want to, yeah, overthrow all kinds of American institutions. And, you know, so many aspects of our Constitution, First Amendment, Second Amendment. They, you know, they want to cancel you. They want to get rid of your guns. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. Remember that? anything for power. They want to get rid of that, and they're demanding the all-male ballot. They're still full-throttle pressing for the all-male ballot. That's what they're using coronavirus for, to demand the all-male ballot. So they're trying to overthrow the normal way we vote in this country so they can have more power, so they can cheat, so they can steal the election. That's straight up what that is. Another thing, think about this, and this is kind of harsh, but this is a stark contrast. It is 100% spot on here. But the Democrats ended the American tradition of the peaceful transfer of power. Thank you, Barack Obama, for that. Spying on your political opponents, setting up the next president, as in Donald Trump, for all kinds of problems with the setup of General Flynn and the whole Russiagate business, the hoax that was. That's your Democrats. I mean, you're deciding between America first or America last. That should be an easy decision. But the race is on the propaganda. We have to get enough Americans being able to see through the propaganda. That is the PSYOP. That is the left. They can shake it off, see through it, and see that America first is the way to go. Our cherished American norms and institutions, the American way of life that is the best way of life ever experienced on planet Earth. Period. Easy choice, folks. Easy choice. We're going to get there. Be right back.
News Talk 710, KNUS. News Talk 710, KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710, KNUS.
The rest of our lives, says Mike Ness.
18 years in a traveling band. Seen a lot of one-night stands and still I find myself. So very much alone. And it took those years to find myself. Wasn't looking for no one else. And then I found you, girl. But you were there all along. Spend each day like it's the last day of the rest of our lives.
Rest of our lives. Let's bring the drums in. Bring it now.
I'm the king, you'll be my wife. We'll make it through this thing called life and raise these kids on our own.
Raise those kids.
Very best we can.
Not always easy, I've noticed.
16 hours is a long, long time when you've got a love that's all in your mind. You tell that I'm not right.
The rest of our lives. Think about the rest of the nation's history. That's our decision for November. Do we want to have an America or not? It's amazing that we've got a choice between America first and a choice between the extinction of America. That seems to be essentially what the left is advocating, the extinction of America. The extinction of Mount Rushmore, the extinction of the Declaration of Independence, the extinction of the Constitution. That's what your left is actually running on. With a candidate who has lost his marbles, lost his mind, thinks he's Joe Biden's husband. Yes, he's a...
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Joe Biden's husband.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
A candidate who thinks he's his own husband, that is your Democrats right now. Mob rule. They want the mob to rule over you, to scare you, to intimidate you. That's their vision for this country. They want you scared. They want you intimidated. They've got the power. They want to wield it on you. They're going to use their PSYOP propaganda techniques and tactics toward that end. Are you game for that? Are you game? Let's get to the phone lines here. And Rick and Aurora, thank you for checking in, Rick. And how are you doing?
Hey, friend, how are you?
Welcome
Happy
aboard. Yes, sir. Happy 4th to you.
I got so much to catch up, but I'll try and, be succinct. Number one, people got to realize when in a war invading countries, what do? They knock down the statues. We are being invaded. This isn't a joke anymore.
From within. And
absolutely.
That gets back
when
to
when you're talking about Washington, I mean, people better wake up extremely fast.
Abraham Lincoln's Lyceum speech, I believe it was the 1839, something like that, that if America falls, it's going to fall from within,
absolutely,
not from without. We're seeing it. We're seeing it, Rick.
Right in front of us.
Great point.
Now, the left is calling. By the way, they did have many anti-July 4th get-togethers throughout the country in a lot of cities. Did you notice that?
I heard reports, but it didn't seem like there was like that well-attended whatever. But, you know, of course, you notice that the left is very careful to say that you cannot go out and have larger gatherings and stay away from people, don't do your fireworks. But, oh, if you want to protest Trump, that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. And the typical suspects, Kaepernick calling it the white supremacist day that we shouldn't celebrate. You've heard that.
Yep, I have heard that. I have seen that everywhere. Yeah.
Now, getting on, and man, there's so much, but this is why you're the best. This Maxwell deal is huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're going to touch on it later, but that's huge.
Ghislaine Maxwell, I'm thinking I might start hour three with that because, Epstein's handler, Epstein's cohort, Epstein's partner in crime has been arrested, and that's, what do you think? Do you think Hillary and Bill Clinton are sleeping well right now?
No. And have we noticed, I think we're on 3 months without hearing from, you know, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, correct? We haven't heard a peep.
Actually, I don't think they've been quite tweeting like they normally do, and I've been looking for them on the networks, and there's not been a whole lot for me to go on, because usually every time they say anything, I like to grab it and come in and, like, talk about it, but not much lately. They're kind of going quiet.
Yeah, so I hope they have high security for Maxwell, huh?
Yeah, what are the chances that she survives her term in prison? That has to be an open question, given what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Yes, and if something happened, no one with a straight face could say two accidents in a row. Jeez.
Oh yeah, got a good segment on that coming up. But what do you think, Rick? Just your gut reaction. I mean, how smart is it for the Democrats to come out saying, you know, that basically anti-Americanism is their platform and that the American people are bad? That's what they're running on. And
because many of them believe that they have a minority majority and they can sneak through and do it, Matt. They really do.
Do you see that as like a potential recipe for victory? I just can't see it.
I don't, but geez, anyone under 40 is suspect falling for this crap.
I suppose that, you know, there might be some vulnerable minds out there that, you know, just somehow loosely follow stuff and somehow think that their country is just this horrible, like, infested rat hole, right?
But 1984, you know. Ignorance is strength.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're going out on a limb, and it's getting sawed off behind them with President Trump's Rushmore speech. That's my take. But I guess, you know, nothing's in the bag, right?
Right. Do you see him pivoting now to COVID again in a major way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what Senator Duckworth was doing on CNN. I believe that was this morning. And they've done so much testing on COVID that the numbers and the cases will be going up. They can use that. And the main thing is they want their all-mail ballot, right?
Oh,
they got to get the all-mail ballot, and they got to keep Trump from having rallies.
Right. And by using the COVID for the all-mail, that all fits with their narrative.
Absolutely. And I think they're going to start to realize they're getting a lot of blowback on the anti-American stuff. So they're going to have to pivot hard back to COVID. Going to be a push to shut down the economy again because it's, you know, it's growing again by leaps and bounds, record-breaking jobs numbers every month, the last 2 months. And they got to shut that down if they want to have a hope in November. So get ready for it.
I'll leave with this prediction, although it's really not that great, but there's no way they can allow Biden in a debate.
Oh yeah, that's another tradition they're going to throw out is the presidential debates. They're going to find some way, and there's probably no way they can get out of it without Biden looking a little bit bad and cowardly and so forth.
But
they're going
to
find a way.
Having a major faux pas.
do you just imagine the spectacle of Biden in there debating with or without an audience? I don't know. I guess you don't want to set expectations too low. But that's something I think that they know, that they have got to keep that man in the basement, the Democrat handlers in the media. Keep him down there. Don't let him out.
Oh, do you have time for one thing I want to quick mention?
Yeah.
Elton John, he wrote, do you know why he wrote that song?
Billie Jean King's Tennis Team.
You got me. You're great. Okay, you got it. Actually, yeah. Okay, you did it.
Yeah.
I thought, my wife says, no way he's going to know that one. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I hate to be there with you on that one, but...
Okay, you've won what's behind the curtain.
Right on, Rick.
See you later.
All the best to you. Happy 4th to you and your wife. And we'll be right back after this.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Little Vampire Weekend, This Life. Let's bring up that bass line. Hear that bass in there? So cool. So cool on this July 4th weekend.
Baby, I know pain is as natural as the rain. I just thought it didn't rain in California.
Plenty of fireworks there.
Baby, I know love isn't what I thought it was. Cause I've never known love like this before. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Backbone Radio. We're just having a lot of fun getting through this July 4th. And, yeah, we're like patriotic about it. Oh, yeah. We'll let that fringe of the fringe media people be, like, unhappy and bashing July 4th. They don't like it anymore. Well, I guess that's on them. But anyway, I wanted to mention a thing or two about local races real quick before the phone lines. And exciting, Lauren Boebert, Republican candidate in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, which is out there on the western slope. If you ever get out to the town of Rifle, that's where she resides and runs the Shooter's Grill restaurant, where the waitstaff is armed. They take the Second Amendment very seriously in that restaurant. God bless him for that. But Lauren Boebert won. She won the primary. She defeated Scott Tipton, who was an altogether adequate and serviceable Republican congressman from the 3rd District. But, you know, I guess the voters decided, hey, let's get a fighter in there. Let's get a real fighter, somebody who brings maybe an extra dimension of dynamism to Colorado's congressional delegation. And so at least the last numbers I saw, I guess I never saw quite the final number, but she was 54-55% of the vote. Not easy to defeat an incumbent in a primary, but Lauren Boebert did so. And admittedly, I've been putting out several of her tweets in recent months. I've been intrigued by her as a political leader, as a force, and as a fighter. We need fighters. We need Republican fighters out there. And I'll tell you, Lauren Boebert looks like a total fighter. She says she looks forward to getting out to Washington, D.C. and debating AOC, Ocasio Cortez. Oh, that would be some debates you'd be wanting to watch, that is for sure. She intends to, quote, annihilate socialism if she can get elected in the general election in November, and I'm all in favor of that. President Trump congratulated Boebert on her amazing victory on Twitter. He did a nice tweet congratulating Lauren Boebert. And I think we have a new star on our hands, folks, a rising star in Colorado. Democrats are putting up Diane Mitch Bush, a Bush, the name, I don't know if that's a Bush family, but somebody who looks, fairly, flat, dull Democrat type person. So I think it's going to be very interesting. What do you think about Lauren Boebert, ladies and gentlemen? I think she's kind of right up our alley around here. And Second Amendment has never, ever been more precious and more important to the good citizens of this nation. And wow, what a stand Lauren Boebert has taken in favor of that. So all good news there. And John Hickenlooper did manage to survive his primary, beat Andrew Romanoff, about 60-40. And I'll tell you what, that's a pretty weak victory for Hickenlooper. Not very impressive. He way outraised Romanoff in that campaign. Romanoff campaigned as the Bernie bro, socialist, far extreme, leftist, progressive. But Hickenlooper stumbled to victory, yeah, and I do think he's damaged goods. He really is. I think his presidential campaign was a disaster. His recent ethics problems are also disastrous. And I think, you know, he's vulnerable. And it's kind of funny to talk about the challenger as being vulnerable, but, you know, Hickenlooper is, he's, you know, had a lot of track record of success in this state. But I think the bloom is off that rose. I think he no longer has that luster and that glow and that appeal. And I think it's going to be a heck of a race between Gardner and Hickenlooper. We will be helping and supporting Cory Gardner around here. I make no point of concealing that I would like to see a lot more from Cory Gardner. He disappoints me in many ways. But we need Cory Gardner in the Senate, ladies and gentlemen. And I will say one other thing that, you know, in some ways I think it's better to have Hickenlooper in there than Romanoff. Romanoff's pretty smooth. He's pretty smooth guy. He says all the right stuff. And he's very good at disguising his total radicalism of outlook. Yeah, he'd be right in there, I would surmise, with the far extremes of the left you're seeing out there on your TV screens every night. He'd be right in there with him. Hickenlooper, probably not. But yet, he's such, you know, he'll be pushed around. He'll do whatever the Democrats' leadership tell him to do, okay? But one thing I hope Cory Gardner realizes is that Mitch McConnell really wouldn't mind if the Republicans were in the minority after November in the Senate. McConnell really wouldn't mind that. The only thing that's going to save Cory Gardner is President Donald Trump. Colorado is in play, folks. Don't listen to those polls that might tell you otherwise. Hickenlooper is vulnerable. Democrats are going off on this bizarre anti-American extremism, revealing their true dark souls. And that's not going to play, folks. Not going to play. Let's get to the phone lines here. And Brad in Lakewood. Brad, thank you for hanging on a minute. And what's on your mind, Brad?
Yeah, thank you for taking my phone call. Yes, I'm agreeing with everything you're saying about Trump has to worry about the Democrats attacking him. But on Breitbart, there's a couple articles that Steve Schmidt, Liberty Project, and now Joe Walsh is going to start some project to attack fellow Republicans. And it's bad enough when we have to worry about the Democrats attacking us, but when you have former Congressman Joe Walsh or
Brad. Joe Walsh is a total zero. He has no influence, matters nothing. Steve Schmidt, the guy I think he ran McCain's failed campaign in 08, he doesn't matter at all. The Never Trumpers are complete zeros. So I would say don't worry about this, Brad.
Okay, that was just basically my main point, because I just hate to see in close races they could actually hurt us.
No, don't fall for that. They'll make a little noise, and they might get a couple of gullible folks, but they're going to waste money and resources on that. And they're only leftists, you know. The Joe Walsh, those guys like Bill Kristol, the rest of the Never Trumpers, they have no audience and they have no constituency. They've got a little money, which of course they get from the left. So just think of it as a tax from Democrats. But when we think of them as actually a tax from turncoat Republicans, that might make it seem a little somehow more imposing. But it's not. It's just Democrats. That's just how I look at it.
Unfortunately, I'm one of those people that tends to take that stuff a little bit too serious.
Well, Brad, it's because you are smart and you follow this stuff in great detail. And it's a tribute to your own abilities, you know what I mean? But that's where I sometimes think some folks that really, really follow the news need to back away from some of that stuff. And that's when I'd advise you to just blow that off. Don't even worry, man.
And I agree, because I started checking out the polls from November of 2016, and I compared it to the polls today, and the very same polls that showed Trump losing in 2016 are the exact same polls that have Trump losing today.
Oh, sure. It's the same racket pollsters doing their deal. Mind control, PSYOP, never forget it.
So basically they just interview registered voters and try and get the audience they want, and then they put it out there as gospel truth.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And that's how they control your mind, to say, oh, look, all this stuff's going on in the country. Oh, look how bad Trump's doing. Look how bad he's doing in the polls. Look, Biden's in the basement, but he's still ahead by 12 points. Don't fall for that even for a second. They did the same thing in 2016. And then as the election got closer, they moved the polls just a little closer, just a little closer, you know. But and that'll happen again. But the polls are going to have Trump losing all the way to the end. Make no mistake on that. Yeah.
I suspected that quite some time ago that whoever the Democratic nominee was, every single poll, every single day would have whoever that nominee was ahead and Trump losing.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, Biden's like the avatar. He's not like a real candidate. He's this synthetic avatar in the basement, and the media is running this whole fake campaign. And if they do get the all-mail ballot, then I think they might win. We just can't let the all-mail ballot cheat to happen.
Well, one thing I pay more attention to is actual results, like the Republicans winning those two races in California.
Yes, exactly.
Or there was a case in Staunton, Virginia, a liberal county that Obama had won. There was four city council races, and the Republicans won all four of those. That was about a month and a half ago. Were you familiar with that?
Yes. And Trump has an incredible track record in endorsing in primaries and supporting people in these like special elections, and even got a couple in California.
And
now, Brad, that's where you're using your detailed mind to your advantage there.
And I agree. But one thing about Cory Gardner, I've actually met the guy before. I was at a meeting where you were allowed to go to. He's real friendly. He's real personable. He's a really nice guy. He's really talkative. Why doesn't he get on public and use that personality to his advantage more often? Because when you talk to him, he's about the nicest guy you're ever going to meet.
Yep. And I think he will. I think you're going to see more of him. I think he'll be out there. And I think head-to-head, Gardner, smiling guy against Hickenlooper, the damaged goods guy, I like that contrast. And I think we got a good shot here with Cory Gardner. And what do you, I mean, as you know, and I keep saying this, McConnell doesn't really care. McConnell would rather be in the minority, frankly. It's easier for him. Republicans like Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, they don't like, you know, the responsibilities of majority leadership. So I think hopefully Gardner's going to realize that, Trump's what's going to get him over the top.
And one thing we got at our advantage this time around is Alabama's almost a for sure pickup, whether Tuberville wins or Sessions wins. I think it's all but certain we'll take back Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't worry about Alabama. Sweet home Alabama. And I have to admit, I have no regard for Sessions anymore. I'd rather see Tuberville, and Trump has endorsed him, and so I think don't expect much from Sessions there. And but by the way, the pollsters say, oh, Trump's unpopular in Colorado. They don't like Trump in Colorado. Don't buy that stuff either. Don't buy it. Watch how resources get spent in this state. Be right back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
I never felt this close with somebody. Somebody but you.
A little bit of Nordic music here. Bubblegum pop. Welcome back, one and all, and thanks for being a part of this. I should mention that the Backbone Radio podcast and all the other podcasts from the station have shifted over to the Omni platform from the Podbean, PODBEAN.com. We have switched over from Podbean to Omni, and so subscribers don't have to do anything, and it's just all normal over on iTunes in the Apple podcast region. But there will be a little bit different look if you actually go to our host site, which is Omni. And I lose my glorious ticker that had me at like 370,000 downloads, something like that. That just so many, hundreds of thousands of downloads for the Sunday radio guy. And, of course, I hate to lose my glorious number. But what are you going to do? I guess, every so often you shift platforms for various reasons, but we're still there and easily available. Had somebody text in and say, hey, why do you think Mitch McConnell might want to lose the Senate? And just to summarize real quickly, Mitch McConnell is an establishment figure, and there is an establishment in Washington, D.C., and Republicans and Democrats don't really matter. President Trump is the one person who is not part of the establishment, the one person they cannot control. Mitch McConnell would just as soon see President Trump go away, because Mitch McConnell is aligned, like, with the interests of China, with the financial interests of the American establishment. There's trillions of dollars at stake. And Mitch McConnell, the only way he gets any cachet as a Republican is by always acting like he's tough on getting those judges in there, you know? And you give him a little bit of credit for that, but that's it. Everything else, he's been a total pain in the arse. And by the way, look at the mainstream media positioning Joni Ernst or Nikki Haley or Liz Cheney as the post-Trump leaders of the Republican Party. And guess what? No way for any of them. Never Nikki Haley, never Liz Cheney, no way Joni Ernst. They are controlled by the same uniparty political establishment that controls Mitch McConnell. You see what I mean? If you can... Parties don't matter to the elite and to the establishment. What matters to them is the trillions of dollars that end up in their pockets and the pockets of their allies. That's a huge thing that is really important to say. And if you want to get the most information on that, go to the Conservative Treehouse. Look at what Sundance writes about that. And he has got that nasty SOB Mitch McConnell dead to rights over there. Year after year, and McConnell let that impeachment thing creep up, you know, just to say, hey, look, Trump, I have leverage over you because I could let this impeachment thing happen. Anyway, I could do a whole thing on McConnell. Father Hugh also despises Mitch the Ditch, he calls him. At any rate, phone line action, phone lines. Let's see, Artis is next in Aurora. Artis, how you been, Artis?
Well, I've been fine, Matt, thanks. How about you?
Doing so well. Happy 4th.
Just a mate. Happy Independence Day. I actually went up to Vandermeer, but I just sat in the parking lot and watched the fireworks from there because, of course, they tried to screw the Vandermeers. But anyway.
I cruised by last night. There was a huge crowd at Vandermeer.
Oh, yeah.
Just massive.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the county is upset about it. But, you know, I never realized viruses had brains because – it's kind of odd to me they come about every 2 years during an election year here. And I graduated from high school in 70. In 68 and 69, there was one of our every 2 year viruses. And yet I never heard about it when I was living in Ohio. We didn't close anything. And we even had that little gathering called Woodstock.
Yeah, it was the Hong Kong flu.
Whatever it was.
Was that 68, 69? And yeah, you guys went to Woodstock. Artis, I bet you were in the front row dancing to Hendrix.
Oh, my God, no. First of all, if I had wanted to go, which I didn't, my father would have actually very systematically put a kibosh on that whole mess. But then this whole Mount Rushmore thing, I didn't watch much of what Obama did because he made me sick to my stomach. But he went there, and somehow Mount Rushmore was lovely then. So what did Mount Rushmore do in the last 4 or 5 years to make it so horrible all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, the Democrats are just showing you who they are. And that's you know, I think President Trump let the rubber band stretch a little ways, and now they're actually coming out saying, Founding Father is terrible, George Washington, let's overthrow that guy, Thomas Jefferson, he's horrible, so is Lincoln, oh, get rid of that Lincoln guy, the guy that won the Civil War, let's get rid of Mount Rushmore.
And freed the slaves.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's like...
And they keep saying, well, and Washington had slaves and Jefferson had slaves. Well, you guys were the ones that fought the rest of us to keep slaves, you dingbats. You think we're all stupid?
Yeah, it was the Democrats that, you know, were on the wrong side of the Civil War. And it was the Democrats who were on the wrong side of the civil rights debates. And so every time they turn over some Confederate monument, they're turning over a Democrat, a monument to a Democrat. They don't like to point that out. Yeah.
Well, and they think if they erase history from knocking monuments over, that history will be erased. And the schools are doing their doggone best with thin history books. But I'm hoping parents will step up. Maybe they'll all get Rush Revere's series and give them to their kids or read them to their kids when they're, you know, in kindergarten or first grade.
Cause well, I've
heard good things about those.
Yeah, Rush Revere and the great Rush Limbaugh. And I'll tell you, Artis, I don't think the American people are as far gone or as brain dead as the Democrats hope to think, and I would keep on going, but man, we're just running with all these full lines. But Artis, so wonderful to hear your voice, and happy 4th to you, And yes, this COVID is it's a very insidious virus because it doesn't want to allow protests. I mean, it wants to allow protests and it wants to allow anti-Trump protests, but not anything on the other side of that. You know, it's just
but
one of those things.
We haven't gone above like 1% death rate, have we?
No. It's actually going down. The mortality rate is plummeting.
Yeah.
It is diving. And that's and one thing the media is not reporting. And it's going to end up basically, as far as like what I've been looking into, is to a bad flu season. That's where the numbers are going to settle in.
Are they dying of COVID or just with COVID?
Both. And that's why they're pumping the numbers. Of course, they're politicizing the numbers. They're manipulating the numbers. And that's the COVID update. But the more testing they do, and hospitalization rates are remaining constant, mortality rates are even going down, then that means that the percentage, the mortality rate for the overall virus is going down. And you, as a retired nurse, you know what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the media is hiding that from you.
And the fact that they try to get people to wear masks outside, it's like, okay, I keep hearing that in the sunshine and the heat, the virus dies under a minute. So why are we wearing masks? I mean, some guy
right.
blew out his lungs because he was running with a mask on.
Right, yeah. The mask, everybody, it's funny how many people are on different sides of the mask issue, including Dr. Fauci, of all people.
Yeah,
it's so hard for people to get good data on all of this. It really is. And I think that's by design. That's very deliberate. And that's, again, part of the PSYOP. They want you confused. They want you disturbed. They want you to just... They want to shut down the economy to stop.